39-year-old Adam Nudhomeyer is the only man in the world who makes tapping chairs.
We still use machinery from the 1800s. So it's not only the same machine that's been making chairs, you know, it's the same pattern, running on the same machine, you know, doing it exactly the same way.
Abraham Tappan made his first chair in 1819, so the story goes. His son Daniel powered his lathes on the currents of the Cold River.
Daniel Tappan supported 15 kids off the business. Like, he was selling chairs in Ashland, trading them, slogging them through the mud and snow to get there.
The business stayed in the Tappan family until 1939. And while there have been brief spans of inactivity along the way, Adam says the whole thing might have been lost to time if not for a local cabinet maker, Gunnar Berg.
Gunnar brought it from nothing.
As Gunnar tells it, the business came to a temporary halt in 1964, with the death of then Tappan owner Cy Bloomberg. A local airline pilot bought the Tappan equipment at auction.
He had no interest in woodworking, no expertise in woodworking. He just wanted to keep the equipment in town, in more or less one pile.
Gunner bought the pile for $300 and vowed to bring the Tappan machines back to life.
Well, that started a literally 10-year process from 1980 to 1990 of working at night to try to put together this jumble of parts and figure out how it all went together.
Despite his knowledge of tools, Gunner couldn't do it. A friend suggested he call Doc Hoag, a prior Tappan owner, still living in a retirement home in Florida.
So he started talking about the Tappan lathe. Actually, he didn't start talking about the Tappan lathe. He started swearing about the Tappan lathe. Non-stop swearing. That goddamn Tappan lathe.
All Gunner learned was that the lathe he couldn't put together wouldn't be much fun if he ever did. But he persevered.
So what I used to do, because cabinet making and furniture making was a whole new thing for me, I would, in my dreams, try to resolve problems that I knew were coming up, typically the next day.
So Gunner decided to dream about the Tappan lathes.
And I used to dream about them in such detail that when I would come into the shop in the morning, I knew exactly what to do.
Berg got the old lathes running and produced his chairs from 1990 to 2005.
I really felt at that point that I had resurrected it as a business, and that was my whole intent.
He put the business up for sale and got offers from Oregon and California, but for the next 8 years, Gunnar Berg refused to sell.
I was kind of under this unspoken obligation to keep it in Sandwich.
When Adam Nudhomeyer came to ask about the business, Gunner felt he'd found a kindred spirit. Adam not only wanted to make the chairs in Sandwich, he also possessed an elusive but necessary quality.
I realized he was OCD enough to do that kind of work, and you have to recognize those qualities in both of us.
We're
both frickin' OCD.
Like I said, thank you. I take it as a compliment.
In 2013, Adam bought the company and set to work in his house, an old parsonage, and barn.
This is where the minister's horse and buggy were. And so these are the horse stalls.
A small delta lathe stands in each stall. No horses kept, Adam jokes, but plenty of horsepower. But the soul of the business, the Tappan lathe, stands alone against the wall. Adam doesn't so much turn the mighty lathe on and watch it work.
There's this little dance that you do with it, but you know, there's kind of like a, you tighten, 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 snug, oil, turn on, run, and then you back off, loosen, slide, pull, clank. If you don't do that, you'll be paying for it.
After learning how to run the machines and make the chairs, Adam ran into a problem.
I said, I'm back at Tappan Chairs, is back in business. Anybody want to buy a chair? And everybody said, well, my great-grandparents got a set back in the early 1900s. They're still going strong.
Nobody in town needed a Tappan chair, and shipping the chairs wasn't cost-effective.
So it's like, okay, we can make these chairs, but now how do we get them to people?
The question haunted Adam for the next 2 years, until he received a call from a furniture company in Maine asking if they could represent Tappan Chairs.
And so we've gone from sort of local and regional distribution to now having a company, Chilton Furniture in Maine, has picked up our line and is going to sell us nationally.
Chilton's second request left Adam nearly speechless.
They have long had a relationship with the Last Shaker community in Sabbath Day Lake in Maine, and there had been this sort of this ongoing discussion about bringing back the chair from that community and reselling it. You know, they're the only three Shakers left in the left in the world.
The Shakers wanted to know if Adam was interested in becoming the steward of their chair-making tradition.
It's like, I can't even really put words to it. It's so incredible because this has never been done before. Like, never.
For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.